And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Number call in 845-986 8804 845-986 8804. First portion of the show, very spirited, crappy customer service, and perhaps crappy religious people.
Yeah.
I pretty much have the same use for them both. But anyway, enough about that. But, you know, religion is going to play a part in this next segment, too.
Absolutely.
So, actually, not too far from me, where I live, in a town called Pine Bush, last week, a story made its way over the wires. It's a school in upstate New York that apologized for reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in Arabic after getting complaints from district residents who lost family members in the war in Afghanistan. I don't know if they were killed or they just misplaced them. It doesn't specify.
Oh, geez.
Worst game of Marco Polo ever.
Yeah. Marco! Marco!
Screw it. We're going home. Get in the van. Get in the Humvee. The pledge was read in Arabic during Wednesday morning's announcements at Pine Bush High School, 65 miles from New York City. Some students were angered and responded with catcalls. Yes. District Superintendent Joan Cook.
Thank you for that traumatization, Pip.
Well, I said that and he looked at me.
We'll have a reenactment of a cackle. I loved it.
I feel compelled to meow.
This is a traumatization, Pip.
Meow.
Thank you. Continue, David.
If this was a real cat, it would say meow and then sniff somebody's butt.
No, it's not like...
That's what cats sound like with that really amazing.
Yeah, okay, we're done with that. You had your moments.
Usually I say what you do, but you know. No.
And this is why some people eat them. And we move on.
He said that like it's a bad thing.
Yes, but, you know. So some students were angered and responded with catcalls. The superintendent, Joan Carbone, told the Times Herald Record of Middletown that she received complaints from residents who lost relatives in Afghanistan and from Jewish parents. Of course, because they complain a lot, even when they're pleased. I think it could have been better. I did not feel much feeling.
It could have had a musical bed. It
Cousin Moishi should have done the pledge.
Although, forget, when Jackie Mason was at one of the clubs, and the room managers, we got our shows right after Jackie Mason, the room manager's like... I'm like, what's the matter with you? It's too cold. The food's not good. Get out of my room.
So we go on. The Arabic reading of the pledge has, quote, divided the school in half, Carbone told the newspaper. And so I was just like, are you kidding me? That's so disrespectful, said Pine Bush resident Brandon Taylor. Judging from what the country is dealing with now with extreme Muslims and all the war and stuff over there, I wouldn't have started off with Arabic, resident William Steiger. Apparently now it's a stage manager. This is how you ease it in. You got to ease them into your Arab material. Ask if anybody's celebrating anything and then go into that pledge.
Well, now this was over the loudspeaker, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was not muttered or passed in a note that had to be read aloud to the class.
Well, it correlates with the rest of it, though. That what you read is very key to this whole thing.
Well, yes. I know it's a news story.
Well, I understand, but that paragraph you wrote, but at the end we'll see how it correlates.
Thanks for explaining what we'll do with this, Joe.
In a very garbled way.
Joe's going to take the long way to get there.
Ay, ay, ay.
In mid-sentence, I could tell you were running out of steam, and you were like, somebody help me.
Mid-sentence? You took that in mid-sentence?
Yeah.
Just should have been smacked in the forehead. I'm trying to make a point.
You'd be upset if we did.
God.
We'll move on.
All right.
You guys have contributed so much to this so far.
Not at the moment, me, no.
Mm-hmm. To many, the Arabic Pledge of Allegiance seemed un-American. Patriotism, for them, is a narrow highway. That's what they wrote. I didn't. Okay. I think it should be spoken in English. This is America, resident Joyce Larson said. The district said the school's foreign language department arranged to have the pledge recited in different languages for National Foreign Language Week, which was last week. I didn't even see that in my planner. It has everything like Flag Day and Your Tits Are on Fire Day. I did not see National Foreign Language Week.
Yeah, I hate that day, by the way.
I'm a big fan. Because it allows me to put salve and ointment on it.
Yes.
I thought you were just like the smothering part.
I do smother. I'm Jewish. We smother.
We're the asbestos bra.
Yeah. Why don't your boobs call? They're on fire. Perhaps I could help, maybe.
Maybe they wouldn't if you can.
They have to go on fire for me to hear from them?
Really?
Andrew Zink, the senior class president, usually gives the morning announcements and recites the pledge. He said he allowed an Arabic student to handle the pledge duties Wednesday. It's a pledge. It's not really handling. You're not lifting an anvil. The intention was to promote the fact that those who speak a language other than English still pledge to salute this country, the district said in its statement. Had it been done in Spanish first or Japanese first, we wouldn't be having this conversation, said the principal. The principal made a building-wide announcement Wednesday afternoon, explained the reading context, and apologized to students who took offense to it being recited in Arabic. In a statement posted on the district's website, officials said they apologized to, quote, to any students, staff, or community members who found this activity disrespectful. Of course you did. Quote continues, we understand that other community members may have found this to be disrespectful, and that wasn't our intent. As CBS2's Matt Kozar reported, administrators appeared conflicted. I don't think we're going to apologize. I think that we're saying that is that this district accepts and appreciates diversity, and at the end of the day, it's a teachable moment. Carbone said the pledge will be read in English only from now on, as directed in State Department of Education regulations. However, New York State Education Department spokesman Dennis Tompkins issued a statement. State regulations specify the wording of the pledge, not the language.
Boy, everybody's jumping in on this one.
Yeah.
And apparently nobody can read. I'm so glad you're teaching.
Ugh.
Some locals told Young they actually found the district's apology offensive.
Of course you did. People are calling into the chat right now saying we find his story offensive.
It's told now the Arabic student who recited the pledge now has his own station and has left his position from Sirius XM and will be doing a radio show.
And making a lot more than the last contract.
As a high school student is wont to do. They wouldn't have to apologize to me or my family for that, said a New Windsor resident. It doesn't bother me that they did it. Everybody should be welcome. Everybody should be free, said another Pinebush resident. At an American Legion meeting on Thursday night, Benjamin Weiss was the only person who supported saying the pledge in another language. I thought it was relatively harmless and a good idea, Weiss said. By the way, Jewish.
Yes.
Veterans said it's not about a hatred of Arabic or Islam.
Is that a good or a bad thing? You think?
No, it's a good Jew.
Okay.
Maybe, or a bad Jew, depending on
the way you whispered it sounded like a bad Jew.
Yeah, he whispered it like it was cancer.
We don't really like, somebody might be listening.
Oh,
they say a pledge of allegiance in Spanish, French, or Italian isn't appropriate either. Only in English, Vietnam veteran Andrew Bruce said as he took a shopping cart and shuffled away. No, it doesn't.
Oh, my God.
Well, we did not treat them very well when they came home.
Tell me about it.
No, we did not.
No.
So that's why I said that.
Yes.
The commander. I like the fact that there's a commander at the American Legion. Like, we might have to mobilize him.
Well, you're like the commander here, and there's only the three of us.
I'm not of the American Legion. I'm not gonna mobilize the basements. I tried it once with all the flood. I'm not doing it again. Get everything's on a pontoon and ready to go.
It's like a MASH unit.
Yes, exactly.
You grab the ping pong table. I've got the Barbies. Yeah, yeah. Come on, let's go.
Move it, move it, move it.
Dance, dance, dance for mobile. That's what we will be. Thank you, General Bulldog McIvey.
Haven't heard him in a while. Nice to hear him again.
He stopped in.
Sure. The commander of the local American Legion post said he had a face-to-face meeting with the superintendent and received a promise that from now on, the Pledge of Allegiance will be said only in English in schools throughout the district. The Pine Bush district spreads across Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster counties, has 5,500 students. In 2013, the parents of several Jewish students attending Pine Bush Elementary and Middle School said their children were the targets of anti-Semitic harassment from classmates. The families filed a civil rights lawsuit claiming district officials turned a blind eye to the behavior. In November, a federal judge in White Plains ruled the case would go forward. So that's where we are with that. I don't know why they included that last part. Maybe because Jews feel like they're shit on too. Maybe that's what that last part of the paragraph was. I don't know why they included that.
Jews
because it was an Arab.
Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo.
That was Wonderama.
I know.
a lot to sink our teeth into in this one.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's a bunch of mixed emotions on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Joe.
Well, yes. No, because I'm saying that it's because everybody jumped in on this.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah. All right.
I'm affirming you, Joe. I got that from the workbook.
Now you two hold hands. There'll be no sexual touching during this exercise.
Well, then what are the priests going to do? They're up here, too. All right.
They'll touch themselves.
Let's get this out of the way. Should the Pledge of Allegiance be said in schools? Now, it was when I was going to school as a youth. I don't remember it in high school. I do remember it in elementary.
Yeah, it should be, and it should be said in English.
Well, we'll get to there. First, let's get to the pledge. Why should it be said in schools?
Because it shows patriotism, and there hasn't been enough of that. It just shows that you're here. You're learning to appreciate the country. It's your pledge to an allegiance to the country, something that you believe in.
Did that Pledge of Allegiance activity really commit you to America?
Yeah.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Pip?
Actually, you know, I know you're not going to believe this, but I do think that the Pledge of Allegiance should be said in school as part of a civil commitment to your country. And it actually does. Like, I get all that weird patriotic stirrings. From the pledge and from the national anthem.
Well, yeah, because you know a sporting event's going to start. It's very exciting.
No, it makes me think about it that I'm, like, really happy. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to live here, even, you know, warts and all. I'm glad to be here.
You know what? I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've shown that with my actions and things I've done and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be indoctrinated. I don't need my kids to be indoctrinated. Teach them the history. Teach them what the country was founded on, what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what you're teaching American history, not fake American history. All of it, the good stuff, the bad stuff, which includes
history.
The Native Americans, and includes the slavery, and includes all the good things
mm-hmm.
that this country does
yeah.
and what it stands for. Teach them that, and then they will decide whether they want to embrace. I don't need a pledge. I know it. I didn't think about it when I was going through it as a kid. You just did it. You recited it. To me, it's just rote. It's droning on. I don't need it. I'm not offended by having a Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it, though. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, I mean, but I think that you might possibly be in the minority about that.
I don't know.
Is there anything wrong with teaching your kids patriotism?
Well, like I said, you teach them the history. And, you know, you can certainly teach them in your home.
Mm-hmm.
What you want.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're your kids. And you could certainly do the Pledge of Allegiance at home. I mean, we never have. I don't know anybody who did. But, I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with teaching patriotism. Nothing wrong at all. But we could do that at home. We don't need to waste time in school.
See, now, the only part of the Pledge of Allegiance that I have a problem with is under God.
Well, there it is. Well, that's why I'm...
Because I don't believe that that's demonstrating the separation of church and state, which I really believe strongly
which
in.
Is why... I don't need the Pledge of Allegiance because
mm-hmm.
it says one nation under God. And exactly, allegedly,
mm-hmm.
it was founded by separation of church and state. I don't need under God in there.
You know what I do? Literally, when I'm in a situation where the pledge is spoken, I don't say under God.
You're a pagan. You're going
to hell. Sue me. I'm down for all the rest of it. I don't have to say that part. I'm not buying that
part. What about the under God, Joe?
If he removed it from the schools... In the pledge, if he still said the pledge, but he removed under God, I would completely understand. I'm very big with the separation of church and state.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know what? I'm cool with it. You remove under God, you could do that rote droning of patriotism. I'm
you could
cool
take
it
off our money, mm-hmm. too, as far as I'm
concerned. Yeah, I agree. In God we trust. Do we?
We
don't even trust our tax guy. And we see him every April.
No, it's just saying Koch Brothers we trust. Come on.
Koch
who the
brothers.
Fuck are we kidding?
Koch brothers. Koch, he's dead.
Yeah,
dead.
That's right.
But as Joe told us, he was Irish. Once a year. once a day. And Joe we trust. But yeah, take out the in God we trust, and I'm cool with it. Like I said, the pledge means nothing to me. I love our country for the reasons I love it. It has nothing to do with reciting that, per se.
As a matter of fact, Tom just mentioned, and this is interesting, under God wasn't added until after World War II anyway because of the anti-communist sentiment of the Cold War.
I think that was actually added during the Eisenhower administration, if I'm correct. I think it was added in the 50s.
Yeah, he's saying 1954, if he's not mistaken.
Now,
so,
and you know what?
That is
it's funny. Now, it's funny that you brought that up because I was about to say something incorrectly. Here we go. Isolate that.
No need. There'll be another opportunity.
That I was under the impression back in the days of the forefathers that they were very religious and they included that. And I remember somebody bringing that up, that under God was added in the 50s. I'm surprised they didn't have a lot of controversy then. I mean, it was a different time then.
Different time.
Still.
It was like that was, you know, they were afraid of the boogeyman and, you know,
and to be
communism.
Fair, to be fair, we weren't around in the 50s. It might have been controversial and just gotten buried in time.
Because
it just became accepted.
That's possible.
I'm sure there might have been controversy, but, you know, there was no internet, nothing like that, where something, a small grassroots thing could be very put in the forefront of something right. due to social media.
And, you know, the thing is, just like recently, we found that if you criticize certain things, you were called unpatriotic. Thank you. I couldn't spit that out. At that time, it was even more detrimental to be saying things because everybody would point the finger and say, you're a bloody communist.
Well, that was back in the McCarthyism.
I know, but right. that was around that time period.
Well, I think we see a lot of that now, too.
I was just going to say that. You do see a lot of it
it's,
now.
It's like hyper-patriotism, which does nothing for me.
Right. No, you know. Me neither.
Well, it's also with like the whole thing with racism. If you're questioning something on race, you know, people go, well, you're a racist. Well, I'm not, but it's almost like McCarthyism in a sense.
Yes, you're not allowed to even bring it up or you're a racist.
Yeah.
Or unpatriotic right. or fill in the blank.
Right. I am. I agree with the way it's written by the state. I'm cool with the Pledge of Allegiance being said in other languages. Let's just keep the words the same. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it being said in any other language because to me it signifies, because our country is made up of immigrants. That's what it's always been. It signifies that we all come together and, you know, we're all pledging of allegiance in our own language
right.
to one nation, under God as the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of dig that. And I know there was a commercial this past like Super Bowl. I think it was this past Super Bowl where they did it might have been the National Anthem or My Country Tis of Thee, one of these songs. And it was like in all these different languages. And there was a lot of backlash against that as well. I kind of like it in different languages.
Well, you know, in a situation like this, like the whole thing, this was an exercise that each day was going to be a different language. Should Arabic been included in there? Yes, it should have. However, they actually brought up a good point. Had it started out in Spanish or Japanese first, it wouldn't even been an issue.
Yeah, right. I agree with that.
I mean,
and it's Wednesday. Why are they starting the week on a Wednesday? We only
weird.
Had
it wasn't handled. We can agree that it wasn't handled well.
No,
let's
not start with you don't start with your closer. You don't start with the baby rape joke. You ease into your baby rape joke.
Yes.
This was the baby rape joke of languages. I mean, you could have done it. You know what? But I still say, Joe, if they did it in Spanish and I saw one of your memes, since when did English have to be press one? I still say if it was done in Spanish, you still would have had people complain.
Yes.
Yes. Now, the deal with this is for this this foreign language class that was doing this,
yeah.
I think it's a great idea. For the week, doing cool. it in different languages. All right. However, though, I do feel English should be the main language spoken in this country. People have come to this country. If you notice people that have come to this country, my friend, my pal mentioned that, you know, when her mom was a kid, you know, the Danish descent and they were not allowed to speak, you know, the native tongue in the house. They were specifically told you need to speak English. This is where we are. In my parents' house, Italian, you could speak Italian in the house. Outside the house, you need to speak English.
Yes. But the forefathers purposely didn't give us a national language. They could have. You know, they could have. They had their reasoning. So if you're a constitutionalist and you go back to, not that it's in the Constitution, but if you go back to what our forefathers would have wanted, you don't have a national language. If there was a national language, if English was made the national language, then yes, absolutely, everybody should learn English. I'm with you, and it would certainly be a lot more helpful if they did.
Ah, but you know what? We have these nice little things called amendments, and I've always been of the thought that we should have amended. A while ago, we should have amended it to have a national language. Look at Canada. Look how divisive it is for them to even have
provinces. We're nothing like Canada. If you're not gonna amend the Second Amendment, which a lot of the people want that amended in some way, mm-hmm. which is the right to bear arms,
yeah.
you're not gonna get this. I mean, the government can't do anything. They're incompetent.
No, they amendments have been passed.
This
things
would not
have
pass.
Happened.
This would not pass. People would lose constituents. The number one growing population is Latino.
I know.
Nobody's going to lose votes
but,
over this.
But the thing about it is, and especially with the Latino community, people coming here and not learning English, why did they get a pass? Why did they get a pass where everybody else had to come here and learn English?
Well, we're not getting into that conversation.
But all right, yet. But fine. So with that, I do feel that English should be the national language or the main language because it unifies everybody.
Well, you can feel whatever you want, but the fact of the matter is, until it is.
It's not. Right.
So, I mean, you're certainly entitled to have your belief that it should be, but it's not a rule. It's not a law. It's not. So we play with what they give us.
No, but it does play into the whole thought about, you know, it was pretty tone deaf extremely tone deaf to start with Arabic. Would have, in the current climate that people do have a problem with, you know, o primero el otro para español, that you should not be starting with Spanish either. That would have been upsetting.
Which, you know, really shows you. Listen, here's the thing. This showed where America's head is at, and for a lot of people, it's up their ass, because this was to promote tolerance. which you know, somebody thought this is going to be really good. Somebody with very good intentions thought this is going to be a good thing. You know, I didn't even know how Joe was going to react. And we talked about it on Sunday. I wonder how Joe's going to react to the story. Yeah. But even Joe feels, you know, he's the more conservative one out of all, thought this was a good idea. It backfired. Yeah. It completely backfired.
It backfired because it wasn't thought out correctly.
It separated.
So everybody. Let me ask you a question. In that fact, let's say we're sitting in the teacher's lounge. What language would you start off with?
French.
People don't like the French. Canadian. I pledge A. What language? Well, I guess Germany? German? I don't know.
Somebody complain. See, that's...
Somebody's going to bitch about whatever you do.
But that's the funny, thing, and that's what makes the complexity...
Polish? But then nobody would know how to say it.
I know.
The Polish?
But that's the...
Carol.
There's always a bitch. There's always a bitch.
I know. And that's the funny thing. They were going out. This was a good exercise in tolerance.
But I think the exercise was correct. I think people suck.
But the funny thing is... it's like, let's do this good exercise.
Italian. You could do Italian.
All right, maybe that would be the way. But it's like, let's try to do this good exercise in tolerance without offending anybody.
Let's try that.
It's impossible.
And you know, it's supposed to, like, try to bring us all together and go, listen, we all have our differences, but we stand by this. And people are like, no, I'm digging my heels in on this. Because instead of in One Nation Under God, we said it was in Arabic, One Nation Under Allah.
But even the whole thing, it's like, with your opinion, I think English are there. All right, so being a teacher, yeah, I think it's a good thing. All right, and here's the tricky part. What language you start? Well, I feel... Jesus Christ.
Because people suck.
And the funny thing is, you don't know the
Italian.
You don't... Yeah.
Everybody likes pizza.
There you go.
Then the Irish will complain.
Nobody cares. They're all drunk. They're fine.
But you know what? You know what is just so ridiculous is we are at what... they just didn't name it. But we're basically at war with practically every Arabic nation that you can think of.
Actually, we're not.
I know they didn't call it that, but we have aggressions. Call it whatever silly name you want to call it. If it's not a war, it's, you know,
we're pretty cool with Jordan right now.
It's the troubles.
We're
good
with Egypt.
We are having... Okay, you're going to name every exception?
But we do have allies.
I know we do, but we also have an overwhelming problem with terrorism, and it's all coming from the Muslim world right now.
Well,
agreed?
They started it.
But my point is, now, just because you haven't named it a war doesn't mean that we're not in the same mind frame as a country at war.
No, we're not. We're not in that traditional mind frame.
We kind of are, in the sense that everything that's happening with, if somebody just stands in the middle of a supermarket and starts going, la, 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 you don't think that they're going to get jumped on? Because people have gone nuts about this.
If we were truly a country at war, the newspapers would tell us what's going on. We would see our casualties. They don't tell you what's going on. We're a nation. You know what? We're a nation that has war as a hobby. It's something
but it's not like a hobby. It's a very undefined war and a very unconventional war that we're figuring
I'm not saying what our government's doing. I'm saying the way the people look at it.
What I'm saying is, due to that, that's the way we're looking at it, because there's nothing to rally behind. We're going to go and we're going to take over.
Listen, America.
Where is it? Where is
we
the
know we have an
America,
enemy. We don't, you know,
America
don't
checked
are.
Out long before ISIS. America and the media checked out of Iraq and Afghanistan long before aggressions between the two ended. The media stopped covering it, and America checked out and wasn't interested. Not everybody, of course.
No, but people still feel it. They know.
Yeah, the people who have people over there.
If you say terrorist, where do they think that they are? Who do they think they are?
That's because of ISIS right now.
I know, but here's my point, that we have this aggressive body working against us. We won't call it a war. There is some kind of political action against us. People are aware of it. They're afraid of it. It is in the mindset.
It's in, right.
And so if it was 1941 and they decided to have this exercise in the schools and they decided to start with German, people would lose their fucking minds.
No, they think that your Fuhrer was knocking on the door.
Yeah. Right.
But also,
right.
You know, also with that.
Or Japanese.
Like I said, it's a very unconventional. We have an enemy that wants, you know, that wants us destroyed. Yeah, where are they? Well, they're here, they're there, but we're trying. You know, we're in a situation right now where we're trying to pinpoint where the best place to get the enemy is. They're growing. We're trying to figure it out. And we're fighting an unconventional war.
It's a modern war with many fronts.
And we never were put in a situation like this before. Yeah. So we're trying to figure it out. So it's like, if you mention Arabic, yeah, they're the enemy. You know, just to assign your fear and your hate to something.
Right, right.
Well, that's what you're doing.
Well, all right.
Regardless if it's right or wrong, you're doing that.
To me, it was more disrespectful. The most disrespectful thing out of any of this was the catcalling during the Pledge of Allegiance by the students who are, I guess, are real patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know what? You know, if there's prayer in school or the pledge, you're allowed, or like even in major leagues, like you don't have to, if you can protest quietly, like Carlos Delgado did because of our bombings in Puerto Rico when he was with the Mets. He stood, he didn't say anything, blah, blah, blah. Actually, I don't even know. He stayed in the dugout. If you're not in to the Arabic version of the Pledge of Allegiance, that's cool. Just stand there, though. You don't have to be disrespectful of our Pledge of Allegiance.
Of our, yeah.
But they're doing that because it's representing the enemy. We have no defined spot where the enemy
according
is.
According to former President Bush and President Obama, and they're the leaders of us, we're not at war with Islam. We're at war with terrorists. So there are plenty of Muslims living in our country, living all over the world, who speak Arabic, who we're not at war with.
But it's but like I said, and basically it's radical Islam. It's not terrorism.
But this
it's
isn't that
Islam.
This isn't I pledge allegiance to ISIS.
What I'm saying is this, and I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. It's how people are going to respond. You don't have a definitive enemy. You know it's a Muslim and an Arabic nation. We don't.
But here's where it is wrong. Some people do think we have the definitive
enemy.
I'm telling you, some people, and the people who did this, do think we have a definitive enemy, and they do think it's all Muslims. They're wrong, but that's what they think. So to them, they took this as like, well, the enemy is winning, and we're against the enemy, even though, as both of our presidents said, a conservative and a liberal have both gone on record and said, we're not at war with Islam.
Right, right.
That was one of the best things Bush did.
But, yes, yes. But what I'm saying is this. You don't have a defense. Like when we were at war with Germany, you know, if you said Germany, Germany, we're against the, you know, the Krauss, Japanese, the Japs, it's an area, there is an area, a definitive country, a defined battleground.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that. So people can't get their frustrations out. What they do have would be the language of the enemy.
How frustrated do you think a 15-year-old high school kid is with this?
But
because that's what we're talking about.
But what I'm saying is that
Jerry,
you think they're, you really think so? Unless they have a brother or sister.
Of course they are, because it's in the news. It's all over.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is not whether it's right or wrong. You the only thing you could assign a fear and a hatred to is the language. So when this is spoken right off the bat, they're going to catcall. And you know what? Maybe I would just due to the fact that they started off with that. If it was farther in the program where it was the third language in, you would go, all right, you got to understand. But you don't. It's like you don't open with your baby rape joke. They responded to that because
clearly closing
the language. Yeah, right.
Yes.
The language. That language is the language of the enemy, and you're responding to that language.
But it's such a wrong. It's such a wrong connotation.
But it's not a It's a connotation because we don't have a definitive.
So then your hostility towards, well, the enemy outweighs the love of your country, which is the Pledge of Allegiance.
We're also talking about 15-year-old kids.
And
their stupid parents.
In the situation, it felt like a slap in the face to your Pledge of Allegiance. When you started off, don't get me wrong, Dave, if this was put in the middle of the week the response would have been different.
No, it was. It was on a Wednesday. I don't know why they started.
You know, well, I mean,
started on Wednesday.
I'm going to freeze myself in the middle of the program. In the middle of the program.
Yeah. The timing could have been better.
So the timing could have been better. But the way everything was set up, yeah, it's going to be responded like that. When you're starting off with Arabic, there's no defined theater of operations, so you're assigning it to a language. Just a natural thing.
I'm not going to excuse that type of behavior. That's just me.
I'm not defending it. I'm not, I mean, be facetious.
I didn't say you're defending it. You're excusing it. I'm not going to excuse it.
I'm explaining it. It's like I'm not saying, you know, well, it's not their fault they broke the window. I'm explaining how the window got broke. This is how they responded for these reasons.
I'm more likely to understand the family members who lost people in Afghanistan. That being said, if you talk to the people like we have, like our pal Sergeant Joe Padula, who fought in Afghanistan.
Yes.
He doesn't have a beef with the people of Afghanistan.
No.
Many of the soldiers don't.
He has been on this show and said he doesn't.
Exactly.
Explain the situation, how they're helping the people. And those people want to be helped. But what happens
is... Well, that's what I'm saying. I kind of get upset when they say, well, we lost somebody in Afghanistan and you should... First of all, they don't speak Arabic in Afghanistan.
Right.
They don't.
They
speak whatever.
Yeah.
But so it's just...
Let me ask you a question. Would he respond that way if it was several days in on the program?
See, I think those people would. And I get it. And I'll give them a little bit more slack because they lost somebody. I just think it's wrong-headed. But I'll give them some more slack because they're hurting.
Yes.
I get that.
Yes.
I can understand that and forgive it, even though I don't agree with it, much more than I can with the others. Like my people, the Jewish people, were offended. Really?
I don't understand that.
Well, because listen, if you're very pro-Israel, if you're far right pro-Israel, and listen, traditionally the Arabs have attacked the Jews.
Yeah.
But you know what? You've been the minority. You've been the one who's ostracized.
Right.
You've been in too many cases throughout history, the people that everybody ganged up on and has pointed as different, and we can't allow this.
But if you're very pro-Israel right now, you get a feeling that the president doesn't feel pro-Israel, you get a feeling of that, and maybe this is something, and you have that resentment. And when you hear Arabic, you know, you're trying to put your anger and frustration to something. And the only thing that you have is a language. Whether regards that you want to hate ISIS and there's no defined theater of operations, you're going to be mad at that. You're going to catcall
you
that. If you're going to...
It's just too easy in this country, and we've talked about on various things, to manufacture outrage. Are you really that much against the enemy? Then when you graduate, sign up. You know, fucking do it. If you're like 70 years old instead of protesting, I'm not talking about the vets. You know, send some care packages over to the vets.
Right.
Do something like welcome them home when they come back on the airplane. Be there to greet them. Do something to actually show your patriotism instead of doing this lazy, look at me, I'm here to fetch, complain bullshit. Whatever it is, America has become a nation of whiny bitches, which points to what you always say about us. You say America's gotten soft. So this actually goes to what you say, Joe.
Well, one of the reasons
he's thrown by me agreeing.
No,
yeah, he's like, what?
But because everybody's got a voice now with social media and Twitter and this and that, everybody's got their point. Like I said, it basically you're assigning something to the language.
Yes,
you're assigning. You feel that the Arabs have always been against Israel. You feel that the president is not doing enough with Israel. He's blowing up Netanyahu. You're going to hear Arabic. You're going to assign your anger to that. ISIS, you know that ISIS is the enemy. You notice that they're taunting us. There's no defined theater of operations. You're going to hear Arabic. You're going to catcall against
that. In the president's defense, though, the Congress went around the president and invited Netanyahu. I mean, that is what happened.
Yes.
Whether Obama should have acquiesced and met with him, this, that, the other thing, protocol was not followed. I don't want to get into that and everything. But it's not like Obama invited him and they go, no, psych, not meeting with you. It didn't go down that way. Now, Obama and Netanyahu, I know a lot of people think Obama hates Israel. I'm not of that mind. I don't really think Obama cares. I think he's got enough other shit to worry about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he might not be as outwardly pro-Israel as past presidents. but right. It's getting off topic.
Well,
forget
I work.
It.
Well, yeah, just a quick thing. Like I said, a lot of Jewish people. I work at a very Jewish place in my day program, and a lot of them are big Obama supporters, but they're not thrilled about how Obama is supporting Israel now.
He's rubbed a lot.
And like
of
I said, just quit. And you know, like I said, if people feel that way, they're going to hear Arabic. They're going to translate their frustration and anger towards that.
Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. This is really the thing. What went down in Pine Bush is so counterproductive to the goals of our country and to us winning this quote unquote war of hearts and minds to stop this. Because what was supposed to embrace everybody, including the Arab members of our community, has now alienated them. And one of the reasons why America has not had as many of the issues on our homeland as Europe has is because, as I said before, we have done a better job of integrating our Arabic community. Now, there are lone wolves and everything who don't feel integrated, but we have done a good job of selling to them the American dream, where they settle in their communities and they feel American. That has been one of the – whereas opposed to in France, where they're very alienated.
Yes.
And in England, where they're very alienated. In America, they feel, for the most part, as part of our country. Is into the American dream, part of the fabric. And a lot of that, like I said, goes to President Bush right after 9/11 saying this is not a war on Islam. And Obama saying the same thing. It's like, no, this isn't about you. We want to stand with you. Do not attack them or anything. We don't want to see these hate crimes or anything. That's what America's been very good at.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's cases where we fail.
Right. But the major problem here is they didn't have the common sense of moving the Arabic language into number three or number four.
Listen, that was a mistake.
That
was a mistake.
I agree.
But I'm not going to say that's the problem. The problem is it could have been handled better. Agreed. The problem is people want to hate. That's the problem.
Well,
you're not the same as me.
But also, think about this. The part of the program was it's a school teaching tolerance. Now, it has to be...
Not well.
No. Wait. It has to be taught. Now, if you're beginning to teach tolerance, because apparently they haven't done a very good job of it, so they're taking another tactic and they're going at it. It's a school where things are not automatically going to be known just because you're standing there breathing. Well, you are taught. Let me just finish this thought. Now, we're talking about the kids and the kids doing the catcall.
Talking about all of it. I'm not just talking about the kids.
Okay, no, but we have to separate it. The kids doing the catcalls, they're in the school. That is what they call a teachable moment. No, kids, you're catcalling for the wrong reasons, and let's break it down and work it through.
That's true.
Now, when you get at home and you're dealing with the parents, now, I am on board with what Joe's saying is that I'm not excusing racist behavior. I'm saying that whenever there is a situation where the country is at war, and I'm going on record saying that this is tantamount to being at war with these terrorist groups who happen to also, a lot of them, speak Arabic. Now, it's the same thing whenever we have been in the situation where the country's at war. There is people, human beings are tribal. We are against this. My town, your town. My baseball team, your baseball team. My religion, your religion. My country, your country. My rock wall, don't step over it, motherfucker. That's how we are. That's what we are as human beings. We fight.
That's not everybody.
Deep down, we fight against that urge.
Deep down,
that's
it's just ever since the caveman.
Yeah, but we try to evolve.
That's what civilization.
Well, so obviously some of us do. Obviously some of us don't.
But that's what civilization is about.
Instinct, though, that animal instinct that we have.
I don't have that instinct.
When it breaks down, though,
you know what? I've never gone to a football game as Jet fans, our enemies, the Dolphins, and go, I'm going to punch that guy in the face because he's a Dolphins fan. Now there are people that do that type of thing.
Yeah,
I'm just not that base. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't. I mean, when I was in Iraq. You know, me and a Palestinian translator, I'm in Iraq and everything. He's a Palestinian translator.
Right.
He knows I'm a Jew.
Yeah.
I'm in some FOB, some small forward operating base. We fucking hugged, man.
Yeah.
That's the human experience. That's what I'm about. I'm not about
that's
any
elevated.
Of this shit.
That's elevated.
Right, and that's what I strive
for.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You're talking about a teachable
moment.
If you talk about a teachable moment, if they had the common sense to move Arabic as the third or fourth language, and all of this happened, the school could have stopped and said, you know what? We're teaching tolerance here.
Yeah.
And for the reasons that you gave.
Well, I think they still said that, Joe.
But they have the whole to-do that they used Arabic first. If they had
I think that was for some of the people. I think there's still other people that you could have put a fifth and they would have bitched.
Absolutely. Here's,
all right, so to them, you say this is about tolerance. This is not a war against the Arabs. Everybody has got to understand that this is a language and they're Americans too. And they come here and they want to work and they love their country. You had enough common sense to move it in the middle. It's a teachable moment, and you could address every group that had a problem with this. You had it as first. Now you got problems. You put it, now you've got you just put your back against the wall. If you put it at third or fourth or whatever, you would have had a teachable moment. You wouldn't have to apologize to anybody, every group, the VFW, the Jews, the kids. Everybody. It's all a teachable right. moment
we
for
We will
everybody.
Leave it there. We will take our final break. Joe said his opinion very clear, and I think a lot of people can relate. We will be back in a few minutes with scammer stuff. You are listening to Davin's Den.
You can listen to Davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, RuthlessRadio.fm, TalkSuperStation.com, CyanNetRadio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, HawkRadio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.